Hello, this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come. Today's episode is Celebrate Your Small Successes. In my previous life as a nonprofit director, one of the largest events that my team organized grossed the organization over $1 million the year of our centennial celebration. So that then became the expectation for years to come. The following year, we, however, did not gross $1 million. But our expenses decreased, the number of sponsorships increased, our in-kind donations doubled, and our net revenue was higher. The number of participants grew, and the feedback that we got from our participants was amazing. But after the event, my supervisor at the time, he basically gave us an enthusiastic kudos, ladies. He gave us a metaphorical pat on the back and then quickly scheduled a follow-up meeting to start discussing why our gross was not $1 million, overlooking all of our other successes. We didn't even have time to raise a glass and celebrate our successes from that event before we were already looking ahead to the next year. So a question for you. How many times can you recall something like that happening in your life? Whether it be in your work life, in your personal life, have you ever been guilty of not celebrating the small wins because you're always looking at what could have been better, what was more impressive, or you were just looking ahead to the next thing in your life? We are constantly saying, do more, work more, make more money, lose more weight. Have you ever been in one of these situations? You had a weight loss goal and you didn't celebrate a 2-pound loss because you think it should have been 4. You had a milestone to hit in your job and you were so focused on that that you didn't celebrate the other wins that you achieved during that time. Perhaps you ran a 5K for the first time and you didn't celebrate it because you're working towards a bigger race. Have you had a challenging time in your life when you finally went a month without crying, but then you beat yourself up because you were triggered and then had a day when you cried? I know I'm guilty. Most recently, I've been beating myself up because I haven't achieved certain goals by a specific date, but I have forgotten to celebrate the shit ton that I have accomplished in these past 3 years because I'm so busy looking ahead. And it's super easy to get caught up in that vicious cycle of more, 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 what's next? But recognizing and celebrating those small successes, it actually boosts your self-esteem. Acknowledging those small wins ignites a part of your brain that releases chemicals and it gives you that feeling of joy and pride, and it motivates you to keep moving forward. But somewhere along the way, we forgot the importance of celebrating our small successes, which actually are big successes. The key is accepting that your end goals aren't going to happen overnight. They're not going to happen maybe even in the next week or in the next year, and that's okay. Celebrating small wins can make complex goals in our lives that seem so overwhelming more manageable. Try making a list of all that you have accomplished in the past year. Did you celebrate any of them? What I'm going to do is challenge you to put together a list of fun and creative ways to celebrate your successes, no matter how small. Maybe something like texting a friend, treat yourself to a nice dinner or to a gift, go on a hike, take a personal day from work. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, you're awesome. Maybe do a little dance or just whatever you want to do. But the next time you accomplish something small that you're proud of, remember that that's not small. Stop and celebrate it. If you would like to learn more about working with me, please visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com. And remember, you got this.